Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the middle of the sixth volume in Simon Tof Reish Tzadi Aleph, which we began yesterday. We begin on the very top line with the words of the Ramah. Hagah, the Ramah says, Gam Tzorich L'Kosva Min Aksav. When a person writes a Megillah, he brings it out from the Ram, this is based upon the Gemara Megillah, you have to go and write it down from a written Megillah. You shouldn't write it by heart. And furthermore, the Ramah says, L'hotzi kol teva mipiv kodim shichtevena. And ideally, you should say each word out loud before you actually write it down. And he brings down the name of the Ma'aril, Kimo b'Sefer Torah, just like we do with the Sefer Torah. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tes, V'adin im echod makrioso bal peh. The same thing would apply if a person read it to him by heart. Kadesh lo yitta. In order, the purpose here is that when he writes it down, he shouldn't make a mistake. So as long as somebody's feeding him, it would be fine to do it that way. If a person wrote a Megillah by heart, shalom min achtav, without reading it from another Megillah, yesh omrim, there is an opinion that says the osu likros bo el b'shasat chatid, you shouldn't use that Megillah except under extenuating circumstances. And if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Ozvav, he says, look in the Darki Moshe, the Ramah in his Darki Moshe commentary brings down the name of the Randiz Din, and he says, ayin the bir halach over here. So we'll look in the bir halach over here, the Chofetz Chaim dibra maskl gam tzorech l'chosva. So he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah that we just said, that b'di'evet, he says that you would be able to be yotze over here if it's extenuating circumstances. So why didn't the Ramah mention this over here? If the Ramah in his Daki Moshe commentary mentions it over there, so why doesn't he mention it over here? So near Mishum Delo Brer Le Davarze, he wasn't certain of this din. Urayosim and Yerushalmi, Yeshlit Chos Mepshitus, the right that he wanted to bring from the Yerushalmi could easily be pushed aside, because Dinei HaYerushalmi, Teret Shnei Terutz, and the Yerushalmi gave two reasons why under extenuating circumstances it's good. Alha, the Rabbi Meir, the story with Rabbi Meir, what was that story? That he wrote it once he was traveling and he didn't have a Megillah with him, so he wrote it by heart. So why is that unique? So echod shasat achshani. There was no alternative. So he wouldn't have been able to be yotzei the Megillah unless he wrote one. So therefore, that was acceptable in that situation because it was extenuating circumstances. And number two, v'echod, the Rav Meir kosev shtei Megillos v'rishon agonaz. What Rav Meir did to fulfill the way of doing it correctly was he first wrote a Megillah, and then he wrote the Megillah that he would be yotzei with from that Megillah. Umi the gonaz, from the fact that we hid away the first Megillah, shmami no dafilo b'di'evet ein likros ba. That would apply even under extenuating circumstances. You shouldn't do this. But the Badli doesn't have that second teretz. Of a Badli teretz rak shasad chakshain. The Badli just had the situation where he went away. There was no alternative, so therefore he had to write a Megillah by heart. V'nuchol mar bepshitus, and therefore the Chofetz Chaim says you can say simply the b'shasad chak hita Rav Meir la'atzma l'koso, that under extenuating circumstances there was no other Megillah, so Rav Meir gave permission, so to say, to write one. V'likros bo l'chatchila, and to use that even l'chatchila. V'shelo b'sad chak lo yamatir ba'atzma. If it wasn't for these extenuating circumstances, he wouldn't have allowed it. But b'di'evet, one might argue that you still be able to use it, and you don't have to hide it away. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chofetz Chaim says, v'da'ot, the mashia kos of the tzorach liftov min aksav, that which is that you have to write it from an already written Megillah, hu afilo yimayisa shkura heitav apiv, that's even if somebody knows it very, very well. Somebody's laying the Megillah for many years, he knows it very, very well. I, umashia tiru leil and sinu mavibayz, in regards to Hilchus Tefillin, Siv Choftes over there, it said, le'inyin, Tefillin, Sheshkuras with Fiv, to write the Parshas of the Tefillin, which you know so well, Hasimishim de Masi Hulu Kuliyamul Yoshkuros Mashenkim Megillah. There, everybody knows the Parshas of the Tefillin by heart, and therefore you could write the Tefillin by heart. As opposed to the Megillah, there are some people that do, but most don't, therefore you can't do this over here. Okay, now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud. You should pronounce each word. So he says, "Hainu l'chachila." That's l'chachila. One should do this. However, b'di'evet, after the fact, if you didn't pronounce each word, ein l'hachmirim lo toh. As long as you didn't make a mistake and you wrote it correctly, then it is a kosher Megillah. And we said that this looks like a sefer Torah. Sefer Katan Yud Aleph. Hainu afilu im kosev osa mitoch haksav. That a sefer Torah, you also have to write it mitoch haksav. Now, why is that? So, Dir Shufut number 14 brings down Hatam Hadavish Shatzorach Lotzi as a tevus mipiv, that you should say the words out loud. So, we learned also in Hilchos Tefillin, in the name of the Magen Avraham, the Elyar Abba, Shekivin She'ein HaTevos Shkuras Mipiv, since most people don't know it so well, Yeshlochu Shemo Yitta. You have to be concerned that they'll make a mistake. Based upon this, this would only apply to a Sefer Torah in a Megillah. Tzorach Lotzi as a tevus mipiv. Shari Lomotzi She'ein HaTevos Shkuras Mipiv. Most people don't know all of the Torah and the entire Megillah well. Abu Betulim Mezuzos, which are the parshos that are shkuras b'fei, people do know them well, ain't tzorach lotzion b'fei, you don't have to say the words out loud before you write them down, im kosev esom mitoch hasav, as long as you're writing it down from a written source, and therefore you don't need the double way to protect yourself from making a mistake, both having it from written source and to say each word out loud. However, he brings down Habi Achon Mesovrim. Even in Tefillin Mezuzos, you should say the words out loud before you write them down, because this is the mitzvah of Ksiva Stam, of writing a Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos. Kedei Shia Kedusha Sahevel Hayotzi Mipiv Kishakori Kotevateva, that the Kedusha that comes out of by saying each word is Nimshechas Alosis. It goes on to the words that you're writing at the time that you're writing them into the cloth. So therefore, you should do this even if Shkura Befiv. Let me go back to the Ramah. He says, "Va'osin kol parshos se'ah stumos." All the parshos over here are what we call closed parshos. There isn't a new start on a new line, but they're all just a couple of spaces on the same line. However, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Beis, the reason for this is the Nikra Igeris. The reason behind this is because it's a letter, and the letter doesn't have huge breaks in it. However, the Ramah continues. He says, "V'imason pesuchos." Psula, if you do, in fact, leave large spaces there, so then it becomes possible. It brings down from the Ghost Maimonios and the Piske Marai. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains Simchat Yud Gimel, Betruvas Rav Moshe Mimins, the Maran Mins, Simon Yud Beis, Dinzeh, and Dinhei, Mefak, because he argues with this. And therefore, he says it would be good in this situation. However, nearly the he brings out from the Magin of Ram that under extenuating circumstances, when you don't have a choice, you could rely upon such a Megillah. And in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Tess, he writes down, whether you can make a bracha now, that already Prima Golem is not sure. He brings down from the Lushay Srod Mitzad that you could make a bracha, because Dafila Megillah Psula, even if it's possible, gam kin yesh deos, lin yibrocha, that you can make a bracha on it, vim kein bazeh, hu kein svek sveka. And this is like a double suffix, and by this, you'd be allowed to therefore go make a bracha, according to this opinion. Then we continue. The Ramah continues, he says, ubedi yaved, ein lifsol megillah, mishum chaseros yiseros. If the Megillah has some incorrectly spelled words, either some words that are supposed to be spelled deficient, or spelled with the vav, let's say, other words that are supposed to be spelled with the vav, are spelled deficient, that is still a kosher Megillah, bidi yaved. Because the logara, this can't be any worse. Mihishmit ba sofer osios nikshera. If he left out entire words, so bidyevet the Megillah is still a kosher Megillah, as long as you haven't started from the beginning or at the end, that you left out the words, or there wasn't a hosugya left out, as we said already previously several times. And he brings down for the goes Maimonios as well as the Or Zeruah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yudalit adds, and he says pirush shikvar korabot. Bidyevet here means that you already read from it, and then you realize there were some words that were misspelled. However, the same thing would apply. If you had no other Megillah, you could also do this. And in the Shaar HaTzion, he brings down even with a bracha. Os Yud Aleph, even with a bracha. And again, the Ramah says, Ukmoshin is bar, Simon Tafri Sadi, Sif Gimel. We've already learned these dinim as I just mentioned. Then we go to the Mechaber. He says, Utsricha Amud Besofa. You have to have some space at the end, the Cholok, Birosha, and some space at the beginning, Kidei Lakifabot, in order to enclose the Megillah. When you roll it up, they should be surrounded by spaces at the beginning and at the end. Now, he then brings down, and you can see in the Be'er HaGola, this is the tour in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Yeshomim Shetzricha Tagin, that you have to put Tagin on the osios, the little additions to the tops of the letters, of certain letters. And then he brings down from the tour also in the name of the Baal Halachos Gedolos in Oslam in the Baragola, Yeshom Mishaino Tzricha, that you don't have to put a tagim on it. And the Ramah concludes, Hagav Anagul Taiga, that we do put the tagim on it, like the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. Then the Ramah adds, Gam Noagu Shalo Lasus Lo Omud Klal Besofa. He brings up from the real that those have the custom not to make a space at the end. You don't have the Omud at the end that's unfilled in. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Tezvav. Everybody says you have to have some space at the beginning. When you roll up the Megillah, you roll it from the end to the beginning. So the Vahibi Me'achashverosh is on the very most top part. Sivkon Tezayin, the Ramah had said that you don't have the open space at the end. So he says the Vilna Gaon disagrees. The Bir HaGroa Mefak, because he's very, very much against not leaving this at the end. And in addition, footnote number 17, he brings down Ken Kosa Besefer Nizir Shimshon as well. Shayore Ledvar Hashem Yasa Omud Besofer. You should have space at the end, like the Eitz Chaim Shabesefer Torah. The Ken Kosa Besefer Kol Yaakov Shekachu Api Kabolo Sarizal. This is the opinion of the Arizal as well. Ken Noag Hagom Rishlom Zalman Tzatzal. And also the Orchos Rabbeinu, it says that Chazonish and the Stipler Gaon, Nagu Shalol Asos Megillah Omud Besofa. They don't have an Omud at the end. I don't know if they mean here an Omud, they mean an open space, or do they mean like a yad of some sort. But anyway, they're different customs, and each way that you do it is perfectly fine. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Aseres Mehaman Sorech L'Kosu Kishira. When you're writing the Aseres Mehaman, you have to write them like a Shira, which is what we call that you don't have it in a straight line with the next line underneath it, the next line underneath it, but you have the words V'Ace on one side and the son's name on the other side, and you have a huge space in between. V'lo Kishar Shiros, and not like the other Shiros, Shecholak Agabi Ksav, where you have a space, Cholak, on top of Ksav. Elo here, you have Miniah Cholak being Ksav L'Ksav. Here you have the word Ace, then you have a space, then you have the last name, the name of the son. Then you have a next line, the word Ace, and then you have the space, and then you have the next son. If you've lost, it came Psula, and if you don't make the Megillah in this way, it actually is possible. It's not a kosher Megillah. Siv Kotin Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kiflayim Min Aksav. The space has to be twice as much as the lettering. And in Dirush footnote number 18, it brings down Pirush Kiflayim Min Aksav. So it brings down from Dain Weiss that Tzal in the Minchas Yitzchak She Dai Bekach She Yashir B'chol Shura Revach Shel Kiflayim Min Aksav She Mitzad Echot Shalom. It has to be twice the space. The space has to be twice as much as the writing on one side, not on both sides. It will be the spacing on the left. The ace is smaller than the name of the son. Or the name of the son that's on the right side. So that should be twice as much. It doesn't have to be twice as much as both of them. It doesn't have to be the twice the space of the ace and then the name of the son. And he adds, this is din lechachila, and he brings down in the name of the minak hasofrim shebizmanenu she'enam adak mikach. They're not so careful to do it exactly twice as much or to have it twice as much. On the other hand, he brings down from the Yashiv that sharevach tzorich lios kiflayim and aksav shosnei tzidei ha'omud. He says it has to be twice. The space has to be twice the amount of writing of the name of the ace and the name of the son. Then he brings down Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Shroy Lizor Lechatrila, Bixiva Samagila, Shetevos, the Ace, you Shovos, Birochvan, Letevos, Shoshwona, Shemos, Asars, Mehaman, Shibitzido, Haakir, Shalom. You have to be sure that they're lined up well, that they shouldn't be misaligned. Now we're going to see Dalit. The Mechaber writes, Sarich Laharich Bivov de Vaisasa, the name of the son Vaisasa of Haman's son, so that Vav has to be elongated. And the Ramah says Bichsiva in the writing of it. And some say the Yeshua Bikriyasa, you have to extend the reading of it a little bit as well. Brings down the name of the Run, the Rash, and the Maril, and the name of the Orchos Chaim. Vaisasa brings down the name of the Orchos Chaim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Yudches brings down Limtoach Rosha, you have to bend over the head of this Vav, Hakofuf, Tia Kein Zakufa. So it should be straightened up somewhat. Lerames, Shenitlu, Kulam, Bezakif, Achas, that they all were hung at the same time. The Gemara and Megillah tells us they all hung at the same exact time, they all died at the same time, and therefore we allude to this by the Vav that is written in this elongated way. And the Ramad said that some say that it's only in the writing of it, but also in the reading of it. Sifkot in your testament, where it says, Shalo Yachtavosah. But you have to be careful not to swallow it up when you elongated it so that you should clearly say the Vav of Vaisasa. Then it tells us, the Mechaber continues, V'tzorech lichtov ish birosh dapa, the ace besofa. On this dap that has the 10 sons of Haman, so it starts off, the first word on that dap is ish, and the last word on that das is the ace, aseres b'haman. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkon Chav, Pirush, what does this mean? Besof Hashit, at the end of this Amud, you have these words. Avo Besof Hadaf, Yichtov Tevas Aseres. He brings down from the Beis Yosef that should be at the end of the Ace, but it also should have Aseres B'nei Haman. Ube the Eved, Im Lo Erich B'Vav D'Vaisasa, if you didn't elongate the Vav of Vaisasa. V'chein, likewise, Im Kosav, Achar Tevas Aseres Ochitos, if you were to write additional words after the Aseres B'nei Haman, so then that would be acceptable, Kosh would be the Eved. V'yesh Machmir, there are those that are machmir, but you shouldn't do this. Because Kosav Achar Tevas Aseres Ochitos, it's no good. He says Ayin Shav Ephraim Simon Hey Kosav the Yeshua Megillah Acheres Kesuvah Kedina. If you have another Megillah that's written properly, Ainly Kos Mazol Lechachila Betiva, then you shouldn't use the one that we just said is not good. If you have an alternative one, unless it would be too much of a tircha. Imlo Sheyesh Torach Tzibo Lahamtin Achivu Aksuvah Kedina, until they have to go get the corrected one, the better one, so it caused a tircha the sibura, then you hold only course below. Then you can use bazu, you could read the one that you have in front of you. Finally, we go to the Mechaber Sif. Hey, he writes, Im Tofra Bechuti Pishtan, if you were to sew up the different pieces of the parchment with threads of Pishtan, of linen, psula, that's no good. You have to use begidin, you have to use it from sinews of an animal. With this, we conclude a short shir today. With this, we conclude today's shir.